I had a few targets. Me and Nick didn't connect on one of them, which probably would have been a touchdown in the third quarter. But luckily, I was able to come back and make some plays at the end of the game when we needed them the most. I'm going to pride myself on making plays over the middle of the field, and hopefully I continue to do that.
Yeah. In the league, you can't really get used to anything. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. You never know what the outcome is going to be. I was just saying, you know, we're all preparing for a play without Michael, but if D'Amico gets nicked up, then all of a sudden I have to go in there and play the mic. And so that's kind of forgotten in the midst of all this. So you never really get used to anything in the NFL. You have to prepare for everything. I'm extremely confident, you know, not only in my athletic ability, but just I know the system. You know, if not as good as anybody, I know it better than it. I know it better. I mean, just because it's one thing I pride myself in is intelligence. And so from a schematic standpoint, I know the system in and out. Just knowing Coach Davis very well, knowing Coach Minter, the linebacker coach, being able to talk to them openly, I feel very comfortable.
It's no different. Obviously, you go with different groups. Me and Ocho been rotating, so that's been the biggest difference. But, you know, you still prepare the same way. You still game plan, watch film, and you really shouldn't change whether you're the starter or the backup. It's just the only thing that really changes is the personnel you go out with.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but no different than any other game. Try and keep it in the same, you know, kind of format as I usually do. Just kind of focus on what I got to do, focus on my assignments, just get it going. You know, just continue to trust the process. I mean, I think, like, for the most part, we're coming out. It's not like, you know, we're like saying, oh, guys, let's have a slow start so we can make this thing interesting in the end. No, we're trying to come out guns blazing. We're focused. We're ready. You know, we just got to make sure we just execute, you know, at a higher efficiency, and I think that's what we're going to get ready to do.
100% hungry to get on the field. You know, I wanted to get on the field so bad, but also as the coaches call, I just, you know, just try to come out here and work every day so they can keep having more faith in me to put me out there.
It was a big, you know, just confidence booster. Just that entire game, the way, you know, it started out kind of rough for us, and we were able to battle back, and just when we needed a stop defensively, we got it. You know, Malcolm came up with a big pick, and you know, just that last drive, we went out there and we were able to get a quick three and out when, you know, everybody knew we had to get a three and out at that point in the game. Everybody just stepped up. It wasn't too much. You know, I didn't feel like guys felt pressure on them. It was just a go get it done, do your job type mentality, and guys just got it done.
You play football for so long, you get used to throwing the football. It's not like I've thrown the football forever, so you're not – you definitely get used to and get on the same page, but, I mean, we had the whole offseason. We had the camp to get used to it, and I feel very comfortable throwing to those guys. And Deshaun's a great receiver, but I have great receivers here that make plays for me and do a great job. I love my teammates.
Darren, is he's really, really put together, and then he's probably the most fit guy on our team. I mean, there's a special quality to him from that standpoint, and I don't know if we knew that when we got him. You know, when we first looked at him, obviously the dynamic ability as a returner, you know, jumps out at you, his ability to catch a ball coming out of the backfield. And then, as I said, after a couple of days dealing with him, really impressed with him as a running back. You know, that wasn't something that was a preconceived notion, but it was just after me watching him first couple of days, I'm like, this kid's got a pretty good ability as a running back. And then when you see his size, I think he's a little bit different than your prototypical small guy.